It's no fun when you're all alone, contemplating something no one can condone. It just takes a minute. Won't even feel it.
All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. That is music from Simple Simon. And joining me in studio are two members of the band, Tony Porfrio and Mark Greslak. I got those names right, correct?
Yes, you did.
How are you guys?
Very good, man. How are you?
It's good. You guys were here a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. What have you been doing for 2 years?
Growing older.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was PWS. That was pre-World Series.
That's how we look at things now. Yeah, that's right. There's the world of pre-World Series and post-World Series. Exactly right. Did you guys watch the game and everything?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everybody, I know. And the whole thing, like, everybody's got the stories, you know. And, like, my grandma was, like, the hugest Cub fan. And, like, it was all the day games back then.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And at 1:20, she put on her Cubs apron and watched the Cubs.
That's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah,
and she was
awesome.
Kind of hot for Jack Brickhouse, too.
Oh, was she?
She didn't know how weird that was until probably later. I don't know if she ever knew how weird that was. But yeah.
I mean, I grew up on Addison, 7 blocks away from the park. So, yeah. So I would go all the time. And amazing, amazing stuff. So Simple Simon.
Yep.
You guys now is the deal now? You guys just do you have a reunion like every couple of years or something? How does that work now?
Well, I mean, you know, starting in '93, we released our first record, and then did one every year up till '96, and then we did 4 more years later.
Yeah,
but that succession of those 4 years was kind of our heyday here in Chicago, so to speak. So,
and those 4 CDs were given away. We have three packages of 4 to give away.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. We'll do that. You know what? Let's hey Dan, if somebody wants to win, they can just be. Let's do caller 5. Caller 5. You'll get our first pack of all 4 of the first 4 Simple Simon's CDs. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The fifth caller will get them. How did the band form?
Wow.
This is a long time ago, obviously.
Yeah. Yes. How did Simple Simon start? So how we started in a band together was Mark was already playing guitar, and I'd come and like hang out, and he decided to put a band together. It was we were freshmen in high school, and we were going to play for the 8th grade like dance of the school that we just left. And the bass player just never stopped showing up to the rehearsals, and they were like, what are we going to do? And they're like, and I was like, I'll try. And then I started trying playing bass. And so then we kind of stuck together. And then eventually part of that original band formed Simple Simon.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's how it kind of started. So thanks, Dave West, for not coming to the practices. wait. Do I thank you? Or
yeah.
Or if I ever see you on the street, I swear I'm going to mangle you. No. But, yeah.
So Tony, where are you from?
From Chicago, yeah. Grew up Logan Square and then lived Northwest Side. I think, are you Portage Park? Did you live on Portage?
I'm Old Irving Park.
Old Irving Park. Okay.
I'm just a little bit east of Portage
Park. Okay, because I remember talking about that. Yeah. And we were out in like, what's the area out there? Dunning or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Is that where you guys are? Are you from the same?
Yeah, I was born in Wicker Park and then same thing, migrated out.
Did you guys meet in high school? Or how'd you, what?
Grammar school?
Patrol boys.
Very cool. Where'd you go to high school?
The now defunct Holy Cross High School.
Holy Cross. Did you go to Holy Cross
I
too?
I did go to Holy Cross.
Oh, man. I remember Holy Cross. I think we talked about this the last time you guys were here.
Yeah, it was good. It was so much. I'm so glad I went to an all boys school. That was the best
was fun.
School for me for sure.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my God.
I went to Luther North. So we.
That
would play football against you guys and stuff like that. All right. Northwest Side guys. And,
guys.
all right. So here's what we got to do. We got a break here. All right.
Sure.
We got the news. And when we come back, we'll talk more. We're going to play 2 full songs off of the album Superstar.
Cool.
And I want to talk about that album because you're playing the whole thing
tomorrow
night at Elbow Room.
So excited.
Very, very cool. So Tony and Mark are here from Simple Simon. And fifth caller again at 312 981-7200, caller number 5. Oh, we got our winner already. Oh, we got it. Okay. Congratulate James. James is our winner. James, he gets the first set of four of the first four Simple Simon CDs. We've got two more sets to give away. So stick around, and we'll hear more music from these guys. The news is next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That music is from Simple Simon, a band that's been around for a while.
1,100 years.
Tony Porfrio and Mark Greslak are here. You guys are celebrating the 20th anniversary of that album that we just played a piece of music from called Superstar, and you guys are playing the Elbow Room. You guys played the Elbow Room before?
Yes, a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's a great room, right?
It keeps getting better. They've made some AV improvements into the sound and lights. The last time we played there, we were just blown away. It's better than ever. It really is.
So tell me about you guys were around like in the early to mid 90s, which is an incredible time to be a part of the Chicago music scene, don't you think?
It was. Oh yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome. Some of the great clubs at that time, the Avalon was like, that was kind of like our home base club at that time. That was like where we played all the time.
You can get a haircut in there though.
Yes, you could.
Yeah,
that building's so weird. It's just so weird than what it used to be.
I know. Yeah. Well, it was, it used to be with Muskies.
Oh yeah.
It was Muskies, and then Avalon was upstairs. The Vic was right around the corner.
Oh yeah. Typically, we'd have a show, then we'd like load out, and we'd grab some food at Muskies, and then go dancing at Berlin across
the
street.
Right. Go to Berlin across the street.
Yeah. It was open until 4 or 5, and that was
Avalon was a great place. I saw a ton of bands there at that time. That was a fun place to play. What are some of the other legendary? What are some of your favorite venues that you guys have played in?
Well, there was Thurston's. They're all closed now.
Yeah.
Lounge Jacks.
Elbow Room was there at that time.
It's too. one of the heyday.
Yeah.
And then Double Door, which is still, and they're fighting to
stay around. That place is a great room, man. Yep.
I live right near the other location that they're looking at right now, Logan Square.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to think about. The building is awesome.
Yeah.
I just hope they stay. In some way.
Tony, how'd you start with music?
Always loved music, but I'm telling you the story. I just watching this guy play. He's been great since he was a kid, and just kept hanging out while they were rehearsing, and then just started. Eventually, picked up a guitar with him, and then started to all play together, and then that's kind of how it started. It was not something I saw myself doing or expected to come. But Mark was the musician; I was just his friend, and then he conned me into it, the whole thing.
And what about you, Mark? How did you start in music? Did you take lessons or anything when you were a kid?
My brother took lessons early, and then I kind of just was more into the guitar than he was. And then my mom sent me to classical guitar lessons, which was really boring, but taught me a lot.
Sure.
And I gave up on that real fast. I wanted self-teaching, kind of.
Bought a distortion pedal.
Yeah.
Bought a distortion pedal, and it was over. Yeah.
Still has that distortion pedal too, by the way.
Be using it at the Elbow Room.
Yeah. So what did you get when you were growing up? What were you listening to, Tony? When you were
wow at the time of when we were starting. I was a Kiss fan. I was a big Kiss fan. I liked a lot of weird stuff too. Like I love Charlie Daniels Band. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet, I liked Sweet a lot.
Sweet, underrated band.
Yeah. Oh, we just
great band.
The great band. Yep. Phenomenal band.
We underrated. Just at one of our last shows. We covered Fox on the Run. And,
jam.
Yeah, we were just like, my God, this. Yeah, that,
it's
totally
a jam. That song is a jam.
Band,
is,
right.
Yeah, they're a terrific
yeah.
band.
Yeah.
And what were you listening to when you were growing up?
Just a lot of classic rock that was happening. My father was a giant country music fan, so I was. But the old school stuff.
Yeah.
You know, 50s, 60s. You know, yeah. that, which I still now I've. Really come back around, and I.
You know, it's funny. You know, so like we're around the same age, and I love
28.
Yeah, 26. 20,
20. It's you're 26. We're 20.
Exactly. Right. It's weird when people around our age talk about classic rock because it wasn't classic rock then. It was just rock.
It was rock.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Schenker was not classic rock. He was just awesome.
He was just awesome. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, he was a current artist.
Yeah, absolutely. God, you pick up Michael Schenker, UFO, one of my favorite bands.
Oh, hello. Yes,
oh, man.
Indeed.
Strangers in the Night, maybe the greatest live album.
Desert Island Disc.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, and Island I always Disc. Tell, whenever we mention Strangers in the Night, and oddly, it comes up a lot on this show.
It's
and really. Dan is shaking his head like, yes, it does.
We both look at you, by the way.
Like, yes, it does.
I'm like, we went a long time. It had been 3 weeks since we last mentioned it.
Since UFO was mentioned.
Oh, do you guys have, like, the injury thing? Like, the last time somebody was
we circle it. Yeah, exactly.
To start over now.
Days without mentioning UFO. But
zero,
I always
zero
bring
now.
This up, as people have heard before. I had tickets for that damn show that they recorded album at the amphitheater.
Amphitheater, yeah.
I had tickets, but my parents wouldn't let me go because I had like 106 fever. And I was like, I don't care. I want to go. I don't care if I die.
Yeah, right. That seems like about the appropriate temperature to go see.
It was
that
amazing.
Show.
It was. I mean, then the album turns out to be like the best live album ever.
Oh, for sure.
Those guys are unbelievable. So you like the rock stuff. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you guys collaborate. Do you guys write the songs together? How does that work?
You know, for the first three records of Simple Simon, I don't know. It was. I wrote a lot of music, and Tony would write some words and all that kind of. You know, and then we used to butt heads a lot. And,
yeah.
You know, come to that. But this particular record in 96.
Superstar, the one that you guys are
Superstar,
doing.
Yes, was. You said it the best. It was like a lightning strike just came down, and it was the best collaborative thing that we've done.
How, what was different about it? We talking a little bit about off the air because this is it's you guys have used the word epic, just in terms of it's 18 cuts. I mean, this is clearly a double album.
We tried to write the longest album ever, but it didn't. we couldn't afford it, so we had to stop. No, but this is how. So
yes, beat you to it. By
yeah,
the way.
Yes, yeah. But the funniest is there was just one song, but and it was still longer. But like it was kind of a give and take. I think two songwriters is actually probably healthy. You get more than that, it gets to be a little, but you need a little yin yang kind of thing going on. But I remember I was, I had something over a weekend and he was like by himself for the weekend or something. So we had Mondays were like a rehearsal day. And I remember we rehearsed and he was kind of acting weird. And we kind of pull up in front of my house and he goes, I want to play you something. And he just puts this cassette in his car, which was like a Bonneville or something. It was awesome. Talk about
nice
classics.
Two door.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a classic car. But not
Bonneville
that.
With a cassette deck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah. Yeah. And still 28. I don't know how that. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. But anyway, he puts this cassette in and we just proceeded to sit there for the next hour. And I just blown away. I'm like, what have you been where have you been keeping this? He's like, no, I did this weekend. I'm like, what do you mean you did this weekend? Like an old school drum machine programmed and had recorded on a 4-track cassette recorder these 17 there's one song it's a reprise. We have a reprise.
Mm-hmm.
Look that
wow
up. Yeah, so
when's the last time you heard that?
On a Yes album.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, we stole a lot of things from Yes. But anyway, all those songs were on that cassette, and I just remember like freaking out. But he wouldn't let me actually have the cassette because it was the only copy.
The only
of
copy,
it.
Yeah.
So then he made another copy and he gave it to me. And so he was like doing band business at his apartment, like mailing lists when we used to have to actually mail it and like make copies and cut them and all these things. And I just remember I was just sitting on the floor with headphones, like writing as fast as I could on a legal pad because I couldn't stop. Like everything I listened to was just like, and he's like, you know, I had an idea for this song. And he like shoot out a lyric. I was like,
Yeah.
But it was, the whole thing was done in 7 days.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
It was super cool. I mean, it was
the coolest experience ever.
One of those things that we just gelled, you know?
So that's Superstar. It's one of four CDs that we're giving away. Let's do another giveaway here. Let's do caller five again.
Mom, do not call.
312-9 You got a connection, Mom. You don't need to worry about it. 312-981-720 These guys rule. How would you describe your music? It's rock.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
This is definitely
alt rock, something like that. 3-piece rock.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. 312-981-720 Caller five. You will win the first 4 CDs from Simple Simon as a package. All right, let's, you know, while we get into somebody, people to call in here, again, fifth caller, 312-981-7200 will win off the first 4 CDs from this band, Simple Simon. We're going to play a song off of Superstar. Can you tell us, this is cut 10 on the album, tell us what this is?
First time. It is straightforward, almost pop rock. It's like a just real melodic rock song, fun, upbeat, very different for us. Before this record, we had a little, it was definitely darker and like funkier, and it was just weird. This was our most rock record up to this date.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spiraled into like, oh boy, it got quite dark there for a little while. But this was like one of the first like really upbeat songs that we had ever written like that. Like, we'd never written anything like this. And we ended up liking it much more than we thought we were going to. And it kind of inspired a little bit of sound that to come later. But
cool. All right. Well, this is from Superstar. And this is Simple Simon on WGN. There you go. We were just chatting away here. That's great stuff, man. Really,
awesome.
Really great
Thank
stuff.
You.
We were talking about you guys opening for Buffalo Tom. We talked about Buffalo Tom the last time you guys were here extensively, so we won't talk about Buffalo Tom. But you guys do some covers, Buffalo Tom covers.
Yes.
The great
Indeed.
Stuff. Great stuff.
One of our favorite bands. Also.
Absolutely. The do we have a winner? Yes.
His name's Mike.
Mike was their winner. Mike.
All right, Mike.
All right, we got one more 4-pack to give away of this rock.
Mikey.
Yeah. By the way, it was the Cardinals, and they
that's
another. We were having a little topic off the off the air. You guys, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Come
it.
Back. We're going to talk more. We're going to hear one more song. The album is Superstar, and you can see them perform it tomorrow night. There's a link on our Facebook page for the show. It's facebook.com/NickDShow. 21 and over. It begins at 8:00 tomorrow night, Saturday at Elbow Room. A great place to see a show. The Simple Simon, they're going to perform the entire album, Superstar, for the 20th anniversary. More coming up right after this on WGN. All right. Simple Simon, that's the band. We've got another package of their first 4 CDs to give away. Nick DiGilio here, and Tony and Mark from Simple Simon are here. You guys are playing the 20th anniversary album of Superstar, and it's tomorrow night, November 5th, Saturday, at the Elbow Room. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. We were talking a little bit off the air about how, you know, after you guys kind of stopped for a little while, You do like kind of these reunion shows once a year now, and it's been a lot of fun, right?
Oh yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, people coming out, people coming from everywhere.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, people, you know, the fan base was pretty regional, but I mean, within, you know, 4 or 5 states was a pretty heavy duty fan base, and people would just show up at these shows, and it was like, holy crap, I haven't seen this guy in, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah,
I mean, music is always like that timestamp thing, but like having the whole, playing the whole record like that does a weird, bring you right back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fun. So yeah. I think everybody has the same experience, but I think we've enjoyed it the most. band has enjoyed it the most.
I'm sure. Yeah. Now, who else is in the band? Who are you guys working with?
One other guy.
Frat Boss. Chris Gutrich.
Chris Gutrich is his name. Yeah.
Chris Gutrich is Animal from the Muppets. That is exactly who he is. Like he's the drummer that at the end of it he has like a sawdust around at the bottom of his. That is not a joke. We did a lot of touring with another band that we were in, and people would always talk about our drummer's a hitter, and we'd go, oh yeah, right. And then they'd see him, and they'd go, oh, the guy from Seven Dust. We played with Seven Dust a couple times.
Sure,
that guy actually hit harder than Frat Boy. That's the only guy I've ever seen that hit harder than Chris. But yeah, coincidentally,
Chris joined the band right, like we had a bunch of shows lined up after we released this record, and the drummer that made this record with us quit right before the show we were going on the road. And then I'm like, we have to find somebody immediately because we're not going to cancel this thing, you know, going out west and all that. And then he learned the songs
in the truck. We had one rehearsal before he went on the tour with us. It was like an 8-hour rehearsal. Yeah. Everybody cried. Because we played so, and then he was learning the songs. We had a pretty big truck with like a living space in it. It was like half bus, half truck kind of thing. And he was literally learning the songs. We had a little kit in there, and it was crazy.
That's nuts.
And he's been with us since then. So
it's
awesome.
It's so great that you guys get to do this, you know, and playing music for such a long time. I always ask, and I asked you guys this the last time you were here, and it's the standard questions I always ask musicians before we hear one more song.
Sure.
First album you ever bought, Downey.
So the first album I ever bought was, singles. I think I bought Ballroom Blitz and Devil Went Down to Georgia.
that's Charlie Daniels coming back again.
And then the album was double platinum, Kiss double platinum.
Of course.
Because I got, it was value. It was value.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Okay, what about you?
It was Boston's first release.
Yeah.
It was that or Frampton Comes Alive. I can't remember.
Well, I've said this before, that in the 70s, if you had a record collection, it legally you had to have Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody would bust down your door and you had to have that and Rumors. Those were the two albums that you had to have.
So you had to keep them in the front.
Right. Because
you didn't want to rifling through everything.
Yeah,
so just put it in front. I got it.
I got it. Don't worry about it. It's right here. Okay, first concert.
Oh, God. I guess I was kind of a Kiss fan. It was Kiss Judas Priest. At was it the amphitheater? No,
stadium. They Kiss always played the stadium.
It was a stadium.
Yeah, I saw Kiss a couple. They always played the stadium.
But yeah, it was Judas Priest Kiss.
That's amazing. Okay, what about you?
It was George Thorogood.
Well,
I don't even remember where. It might have even been the Odeon. It was an off the beaten.
That sounds right.
He played a lot. I saw him. He played a lot at Holiday Star Plaza at Merrimack. So.
I mean, I wasn't even driving at the time.
Yeah.
My friend that I
Somebody
worked
else
with.
Drove you.
That's right.
And he was so high, he doesn't
yeah. All right, so Superstar is the album. You guys are going to perform it front to back. We'll do one. We got 312-981-7200 for our final giveaway here. Fifth caller, 312-981-7200. You get the first four Simple Simon CDs, including Superstar, which we're playing from. All right, what's this song that we're going to play next? And we want to have time to hear the whole thing.
Return.
Yeah.
This song, the first time we rehearsed it, I cried. So it's a great song.
Okay. It was one that we never played live, and then like Tony just said, in rehearsals, it's been like, why did we never play this song live? It's so much fun. It's so cool. I don't know.
All right. Well, this is a song called Return. You guys will hear it live tomorrow night at the Elbow Room. Simple Simon.
Better than I was back.
There you go. Simple Simon, everybody, from the album Superstar. You can hear it front to back tomorrow night live at the Elbow Room. Our last winner was Kathy. Kathy, you've got a four-pack of the first four CDs from Simple Simon. You guys, it's so much fun having you down, man. You should come. Don't make it 2 years again.
No, that's a plan.
Yeah, come back sooner. All right? Yeah,
we'll do a show where we just play Buffalo Tom songs.
Just come in and play Buffalo Tom. Yeah. Anyway, you guys are great. It was great having you guys on before, and it was great having you here tonight.
Awesome.
You guys are just
great
fun. So much
here.
Fun.
Awesome. We love coming.
Thanks, man. Celebrating the 20th anniversary of the album Superstar tomorrow night at Elbow Room. All the information is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Tony, Mark from Simple Simon. Great having you down. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up in 10 seconds.